This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Residents of Leesville are breathing sighs of relief as across-the-board troop reductions have mostly spared Fort Polk.
It shouldn't hurt us too much.
Fort Polk is losing 388 soldiers out of a possible 6,500 in the cuts that are reducing the U.S. military by 40,000 troops worldwide.
We just did not want to lose these troops.
Fort Polk is home to the Joint Readiness Training Center and prepares National Guard units for overseas deployments. In addition, it is home base to the 3rd Brigade, 10th Mountain Division. Elmer Phillips says Fort Polk is why he lives in Leesville.
Fort Polk is a great, great place for soldiers. As a disabled veteran myself, I can attest to that.
Like many communities near military bases, Leesville in particular, and many of the parishes surrounding the base, rely on soldiers to fuel their economies.
I don't think that people realize that Fort Polk is the largest employer in the state.
Beryl Ford is a longtime Leesville resident. She says the troops stationed at Fort Polk and their families greatly enhance the quality of life in Vernon Parish.
I mean, this is where they live, where they shop, you know, and we really welcome them into our churches.
And into their schools. A retired school teacher, Ford says the children of troops stationed at Fort Polk attend local public schools rather than going to school on base.
We're all behind the military here, and they make our community.
Louisiana's congressional delegation is praising the Army's decision, but their pleasure can't compare to that of the folks in Leesville. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.